religiosity means many different things. Of course, there is the official religious ideology, which is the one that is being propagated through media and through the education system. And some young Iranians may feel that that is a different religious message than the one that they like, to put it diplomatically. I mean, some people disagree with the fact that religion and politics are intertwined as closely as they are in the Islamic Republic. But that doesn't mean that they are not religious. And this is an important point to keep in mind, that Islam has many different meanings. Even political Islam can have many different meanings to different people. So you can't say that all Iranian young people think one way. There are huge differences between class and gender and regional position where they live in the country, and also on the personal level. So you may have people who are very sort of progressive, open-minded, have traveled in the West, have maybe even worked or studied in the West and returned to Iran, who we would think would be sort of secular in their outview, but they're not necessarily secular. So religion means a lot of different things, and you can't sort of boil it down to a clear-cut opposition between state and society, or state and young people, or even state and secular people. Because a lot of people will say that perhaps they don't disagree with all points in the official religious ideology, but they still think that religion plays an important role in their personal lives or in their idea about Iranian society and identity.
So does this pose a challenge to the leadership?
In a sense, it does, and actually the officials in the Islamic Republic have repeatedly stated over the last 15-20 years that fewer and fewer people are going to the mosque. That doesn't mean that nobody goes to the mosque. I mean, comparatively speaking, a lot of people do, but it means that there are parts of the sort of the Islamization of public sphere that hasn't been successful. And it just goes to show that there are, as I just said, many, many variations on Islam. For example, a lot of people, they self-identify as Sufi, or they relate to the Sufist tradition, which is a tradition that is not related to the clergy, and it's not even necessarily related to the mosques. It can be something that you can practice at home or wherever you are, and it's a sort of a way of practicing Islam outside of the institutions and the hierarchies. So that's a kind of Islam that I think some young people find attractive, because it's a personal choice. It's not a public duty. And it's not part of the official sort of propaganda machinery of the state.